This is VOA News.
Security forces in Myanmar fired on protesters on Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup. This is according to the UN Human Rights Office. The United Nations Human Rights Office released a statement calling on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. New U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, tweeted, "We stand in solidarity with the people of Burma who have displayed determination and courage in rejecting this military coup." Burma is another name for Myanmar. Witnesses say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases live ammunition in the country's biggest city, Yangon. Videos released by media organizations show demonstrators dragging some of those injured away from the protests, leaving bloody smears on pavement. Police also aggressively sought to break up protests in other cities, including Mandalay and Dawei. The European Union condemned violence against protesters Sunday, calling security forces shooting unarmed citizens a blatant disregard for international law. The military junta that detained the leadership of the democratically elected government on February 1st has declared a one-year state of emergency. It has promised to hold new elections, but has not said when those would take place. The junta says the elections held in November are subject to election fraud, although Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied those claims. You can follow this story on our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. The United Nations will appeal to donors Monday for nearly $4 billion for Yemen to prevent what it says would be the worst famine the world has seen in decades. More than 6 years of war between the Saudi-backed government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels has pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told reporters recently that the humanitarian situation in Yemen is, quote, falling off a cliff. He added that the country is essentially, quote, in a state of collapse. Lowcock said he's particularly worried because aid agencies have already had to cut rations and critical programs in the war-torn country due to the lack of money raised in 2020. Yemen faced possible famine in late 2018, but donors stepped up and averted a catastrophe. Today, the situation is more widespread. Overall, 16 million people are going hungry, of which 5 million are a step away from famine. Some 50,000 people have already slipped into famine-like conditions. The UN is asking for $3.85 billion to avert that crisis. Hong Kong police say 47 Democrats and activists have been charged with one count each of conspiracy to commit subversion under a new national security law. The Democrats reported to local police stations across the city Sunday as a crackdown on the Democratic opposition intensifies. Benny Tai, one of the organizers of an unofficial primary election last summer, was one of those formally charged. Tai was arrested in a dawn raid along with more than 50 other Democrats on January 6th, in the largest national security operation since the law's passage last June. They were accused of organizing and participating in an unofficial primary election last July aimed at selecting the strongest candidates for a legislative council election. An internal U.S. government report obtained by the New York Times says that Ethiopia is conducting, quote, a systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing under the cover of war in the Tigray region. The area is largely controlled by Amhara militias in the northern part of the country. According to the Times, the report finds that Ethiopian officials and allied militia fighters are, quote, deliberately and efficiently rendering Western Tigray ethnically homogenous through the organized use of force and intimidation. It says the fighters are acting in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Saturday that the U.S. is gravely concerned by the reports of atrocities and the overall deteriorating situation in the Tigray. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.